Roach, you sent me off to do some homework.
And I did some as well on Port Adelaide's last 8 home and away games. I've got them winning 6 out of the last 8. How many have you got? Hello, what are you giving me that look for?
Oh, well.
Well, I thought I better join in the fun.
Well, I thought it was all about me after picking 0-5, predicting there'd be 7-7. Look, oh, I've done it too.
Hang on a minute. You have a crack at me for not coming up with a GWS coach, so I thought I'd better be prepared for this
one.
Well,
you did. You just forgot. We've got the audio of that. We're going to play that tomorrow.
Rightio.
All right. Well, what did you say is going to happen?
I've got them winning 6 of the last 8, but I'm worried about their percentage. What have you got?
All right,
you're the one who's the master of the world's greatest tipster.
That's what I wanted you to say.
Except when it comes
start.
To Sydney and Carlton.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I've done Carlton as well. I think the best that Port Adelaide can finish will be 13-9. You're saying you need 13 wins to make the top 8?
And percentage.
Right. That's the good news. I was going to say the bad news is they'll miss out on percentage, the way they're tracking at the moment. I think at worst, Port Adelaide will finish 11-11. Obviously, they don't play finals. I think it's most likely they'll finish at 12-10. But yeah, look, I've given a tick to beat Fremantle. There's games with big question marks.
Yep.
So to finish at 13 and be a silly chance, 13 wins, you'd have to beat, this is what I've got anyway, Roach, you beat Fremantle, you beat GWS. You could beat Melbourne up at TIO in Darwin.
Big ask.
Yeah, well, in Melbourne, you just don't know where they'll be mentally at that stage. They're entrenched in the finals. It's an away trip. You don't know how they turn up sometimes, but I've got Melbourne winning that. I've got Geelong beating you at the Adelaide Oval, but that's a chance to win that one.
Yeah.
I've given you victory against Collingwood, Richmond at home, Essendon at Marvel, and I've given you the showdown, Roach, because Adelaide stole the last one off you. So, yeah, even if you get to 13, big chance to miss out.
Yeah. Well, they're currently 15 percentage points behind the Western Bulldogs. So while we say they're a win behind the Western Bulldogs, it's virtually 2 wins in the end, isn't it?
Well, this is what I was saying when I was calling the game on Sunday afternoon. When they're 26 points up, no matter how much Gold Coast has improved, percentage was imperative.
Yeah, well, let's pay some credit to Gold Coast. They are a much better side than what we've seen in the past.
No doubt about that. Right, to all the Carlton supporters that have been giving me grief for 6 weeks now. Yes, I got it wrong against GWS. I got it wrong against Sydney. But this is why I have a lot of respect for Carlton, because they're doing against the odds with all the injuries.
18 injuries they've got, Kim.
It's amazing.
They could field a side with injuries.
They're playing for their coach. They have a really good game style. As we said yesterday, they spread better than anyone. They set up wonderfully well, and they've got one of the best midfields in the competition.
Yes.
So I think at worst, at the very worst, Carlton finish at 14-9 now.
That gets them in?
Yep. So you give them wins against St Kilda, then the West Coast, even though it's over at Optus Stadium.
Yeah.
I'll give them a loss against the Cats. You can live with that, can't you?
Yep.
It's at the MCG. I'll give them a win against GWS at Marvel. Reluctantly, a win against Adelaide here at Adelaide Oval. And then the next 3 games, well, you've got Brisbane, Melbourne and Collingwood, which is what I was saying.
When
I thought that they would lose to GWS and Sydney, and then I had a question mark on the Collingwood game, and the Richmond game.
So where have you got them before they play those 3 big games at the end? So you've
got them with 4 wins, so they're in.
Okay.
That takes them to 14 wins.
So yeah.
But if they drop one of those and they get to 13, they've got the same problem with percentage as well.
Interesting.
All right. It's all if, buts and candy nuts,
correct,
isn't it? But look, we do our homework. We base those selections on the younger players, how they're tracking.
Where's the tipping point on injuries for Carlton?
Well, that's the thing. You look at injuries for each list. You look at the younger players, whether they're on the improve or they're a little bit puffed out in their first year of AFL football.
Yep.
You look at the draw. You look at 5-day, 6-day, 7-day turnarounds and where the games are being played. And then you make an assessment.